There we go. KB3JQQ, AB3WG. Scott, can you give me an audio check, please? KB3JQQ, AB3WG. Scott, can you tell me how my audio sounds tonight, please?
Audio sounds okay. I heard you on my scanner. I was got the scanner on, listening to music. Hope it's not coming through too loud.
Okay, thank you. Just wanted to check this month. AB3WG standing by.
All right, you may not see it in the list, but if you should get disconnected on your phone, you know the drill. You can connect to my 9L. I'll open up some ports on it. KB3JQQ.
Good evening. This is WI3N, and I see Marty's on board. Marty, would you like me to go ahead and take the net over?
Yes, Jim, that would be perfect. Thank you very much.
All right, fine business. So we'll go ahead and get started with our monthly MDC section net. This net is held on the third Friday of each month at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. So anyone that would like to join in is certainly welcome. We encourage folks around the section to join in and let us know what's going on in your neck of the woods. So, and I'd like to thank John Creel, WB3GXW, for the use of his server for this net. So, let me take a short break here. Okay, so, good evening everyone, and welcome to the net. I presume everyone got the section news. If you haven't, then you need to sign up for it on the ARRL website. But it's come out. It has a list of lots of things going on, the various hamfests that are coming up and so forth. So everybody needs to have that in their email inbox. Marty is down in Puerto Rico, I do believe. So I'd like to turn it over to him first, who knows how the power is, and let him make his comments. So Marty, KB3MXM, go ahead, WI3N net control.
Okay, Jim, well, thank you very much for hosting the net this evening. This is Marty, KB3MXM, and I'm here in Puerto Rico, helping with the recovery efforts after Hurricane Maria and also Hurricane Irma. It came first. Things here in Puerto Rico have improved quite a bit since the last time I was here. The power is restored to a good portion of the island, although the remote areas are still suffering with power outages due to destruction. Communications here from the amateur radio side, repeaters are up and operational, thanks to the many hams here in Puerto Rico for their hard work, and to those hams that participated in communications. Most of the infrastructure here is operational. As you can tell, I'm here with via break. So as I said, the restoration continues with power, water, and transportation. The island is recovering quickly. The mountainous areas of Puerto Rico and some of the remote areas are still needing to have power restored, as almost all of the infrastructure was certainly decimated by Hurricane Maria. And there's obviously, I can't share any kind of timeline with you at this point because that process continues. I have checked into the local repeaters here. They seem to be in good shape. I do have my radio ham equipment here and been listening on some of the HF nets and on the UHF-VHF side. So with that, I'll turn it back to Jim here from Foxtrot Kilo 6-8.
Okay, thank you very much, Marty, and you're doing a fine job down there. I missed the net last month because I was down with my church group doing work on hurricane stuff in just south of southwest of St. Augustine, Florida, in Palatka. And interestingly enough, the work we were doing was on from Hurricane Matthew from a couple of years ago. So they'll get there eventually. Wow. Anyway, good. Well, let's see. We have Al, W3YVQ, just checked in, and I'm going to, he's our section traffic manager, so let me turn it over to Al for, this is WI3N, net control. Go ahead, Al.
Well, good evening, Jim, and everyone else on the conference this evening. I just got off of RegionNet, and a bunch of traffic going uphill tonight, so I've been pounding brass as quickly as I can to get it moved and still make the conference, but it turned out it wasn't quite fast enough. So, apologize for being a few minutes late, but good to hear you, sir. And I'll pass on the normal dissertation I give here quite often on getting folks on CW. We certainly could use some help on the CW nets here in section. I'll be glad to give you any information you need to help get you started. And certainly we would like to see liaisons from each county jurisdiction coming up to our section net NEPN, which is now back at 6 p.m. local time on the daylight saving time summer schedule, so that we have representatives from our various counties for traffic that comes into the section and break. So having said that, I would pass on that speech. What I'd like to suggest to folks to consider here on the conference this week is traffic handling training. And it doesn't really matter a whole lot whether you're in Aries or Braces or NTS. At some point or another, particularly during emergencies, you're going to find yourself in a position where you have to pass some record written traffic. And being able to do that with no ambiguity in your voicing of the groups, particularly to experienced traffic handlers who will be working with you, it's a very important skill to learn and if we're going to serve our served agencies with reliability. And we throw that traffic handling accuracy skill on top of our vigilance and our adaptability and our frequency, agility, etc., which are all important attributes to the fleet of alphabet soup agencies that are involved in a FEMA response, for example. Right. And hello to Mr. Marty down there. I see him in the text box, buckle aboard. So what we're going to do to help traffic handling training in the section again this year is to have a training session on Echo Lake. We're looking at Saturdays. If anyone would like to comment on that here tonight, it's whether or not that presents any particular conflicts with other regularly scheduled events. We're not sure which Saturday it's going to be, either in March or April, but I suppose it's going to be in April because of the shortness of notice. I'm asking our other nets to find out folks who would like to join in such an activity, and we would do that here on Echolink on WB3GXW-L. And the tutorial document, break, is the document called Basic Traffic Handling Voice, which is posted under General Information, down, way down, several rolls of the mouse wheel, down on the section webpage at ARRL-MDC.net. And I'll teach them that document so your notes will be taken for you already and you can annotate as you see fit for teaching in your local groups. And rather than have everybody in the rank and file show up for a single Echolink training session, I would like you all to see if it's at all possible to have the EC or a designated operator from the ARIES group attend the training session and then take the skill set and the tutorial document back to the local ARIES group and teach that locally where you have more time to discuss matters and ask questions than you do in a larger group. That's about it from tonight. Mr. Jim, 730, have a great weekend, folks. W3YVQ.
Okay, thank you very much, Al. I remember a number of years ago when you and Mike Carr, we'd get groups together and in a place and sit and do a several-hour session on traffic handling, which was absolutely excellent. And I think the EchoLink net idea is great. I would also suggest, or I'll throw out, if you, for your consideration, that we may want to, down the road, work on something with the webinar stuff, because then you can at least check in on your computer and put up, you know, messages, you know, walk through the whole deal. And, you know, visualizing things sometimes is a big help. So, anyway, we'll throw that out as a possibility. We have a couple options for webinar usage for Bill Edgar and also ARRL. So, just a thought. But thank you very much. And I really did enjoy those old sessions we had back in the day. So, let me take a quick break here. All right. Well, thank you. Let's move. Oh, I'm going to mention one other thing that occurred just recently. Jim Montgomery, our WB3KAS, our SEC, and his wife Wanda, KA3AHI, who took a trip down to Salisbury and met at the hospital down there with the folks. And looks like we might be getting the Salisbury Hospital active in the health net and so forth. So there's good progress being made. I just wanted to throw that out. And we do need help for all those things. So let's go down the list. And is there anyone on the WB3GXW repeater? If there is, please call now. Okay, nothing heard there. Let's go to N3RO Link. Rick, good evening, and what do you have for the net tonight?
Hi, good evening to everyone on the net this evening. This is N3RO in Frederick, Maryland. And I have a question is what I have for the net tonight. Maybe Tom, W3TDH, can address it when it's his turn. We are starting a weather net here in Frederick on the 146.73 repeater, the one that's connected in right now, and on Thursday night at 8 o'clock. It's a general weather net, but we're looking to have REA as a subnet. And there were about four of us that trained a group of folks at Sterling, Virginia National Weather Service Center, break back around 2011 time frame, and there were four of us that trained as net control operators under the Skywarn program in order to bring up a subnet for Frederick County, for those in Frederick County with HTs and rubber duckies and might be mobile and not able to hit the 147.3 machine directly. And I went to the subnet page on the National Weather Service under the Skywarn system, and there's a map of the subnets for Maryland, and there's a note that says, note that the Frederick County, Maryland subnet once was active. We are in the process of investigating the situation there. Until then, repeaters will not be listed for Frederick County. About 2 weeks ago, I sent an email to Virginia, AK4EA, who's listed as the Amateur Radio Subnet Coordinator, break. 2 weeks later, to date, I've heard no response whatsoever from Virginia to my questions, and my questions are, how do we get 146.73 listed as the official subnet Skywarn repeater for Frederick County? And my other question, when I and my associates took net control training at Sterling, we were told that subnets were to be run by only those trained Skywarn net controllers. In other words, just having a spotter ID did not allow that. Has that been changed? Can anyone now run a subnet under the Skywarn program, or do you need to be a certified Skywarn net control operator? Those were my two questions. How do I list this repeater frequency as the subnet frequency for Frederick County, and can anyone that's spotter ID'd be a net controller, or do you have to go through the net control program to bring up a subnet of SkyWarn? Back to net control. This is Rick, N3RO, Frederick County. Over.
Oh, good questions, Rick. Thank you. I'm going to turn this over to Tom, W3TDH, and see, Tom, if you've got any thoughts on the thing while it's still fresh. This is WI3N, net control.
Thank you, sir. The information I can give you is I'm the net coordinator for Capital Area SkyWarn. So if you just send email to my call sign at arrl.net, then I will get back to you and provide you with the connections you need to get that accomplished. As of right now, we have a very strong preference for the subnet net managers to be trained so that they will have had a chance to receive guidance on how to spot erroneous reports, which are a combination of just human error and sometimes malicious intent. So we prefer very strongly that net controls for any net operating for SkyWarn have had net control training. I do not believe that it is currently an absolute, but it is a very strong preference, and I'll check that for you, and as soon as I've got your email, I'll get back to you with it. The Virginia you saw on the National Weather Service website, do you remember the last name? And you can tell me that when you get back. W3TDH.
Okay. Thank you, Tom. Let me go back to Rick. Did you have an answer to Tom's question on that? Over.
Yes, I do. I have it in front of me. I will put it in the text box, Tom, on the Echolink system. How about that? N3RO.
All right. Very good. Well, there we go. That's what this net is all about, solving problems. So thank you very much for that. Let me go back to Tom and see if you had any other things you'd like to mention since you're there, and then we'll move on. Tom, go ahead.
We will be coming into our severe weather season in about 3 months from now, sometime sooner. It depends on a lot of different factors. And we'd like to urge people to brush up on their skills and take a hard look at their equipment, if they have weather equipment, and make sure it's functional. But other than that, you can get the information on training on the Weather Service website under the SkyWarn link. That's what I have for you. Back to net. W3.
Okay, very good. And I'll make a note that Marty had put a link on there that you might want to, it's in the text box, you might want to check on that. So thank you very much for that. Very, very informative conversation. Let's go to W3ICF. Philip, good evening, and I see you, I guess you got the repeater on there also. Yes. So you're on the, okay, you're on the repeater. Let's go to your repeater, W3ICF repeater, and I'll start with Philip. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm down here at the house. I usually just come through on my personal computer here, and then I monitor. That way I can monitor the repeater, see if anything's going amiss up there and interrupting with the net. But what I'll usually do here, Jim, is I will check in and say good evening, and I'll go ahead, if you don't mind, and say if there's anyone out there on the W3ICF-R repeater, come ahead and check in with Jim, if that's okay with you, Jim.
Yep, good for me. So anyone on the repeater, please call now.
I guess they're not out there. They're either connecting direct or they've missed us tonight, W3ICF.
Okay, Phil, thank you very much. Yeah, this is one of those weird, everything seems a little too early because of when the month started. So, well, thank you very much and good to hear you. Let's go down to AB3WG, Chris, who is the BTN master. Go ahead.
Oh, good evening, everyone. Thanks very much. What caught my eye this afternoon, reading through the ARRL letter, apparently this year's Hamvention is on Friday and Saturday. They're going to be focusing on public service communications. And the League is going to be sponsoring four forums on both of those days, or across those 2 days, focusing on public service communications, building partnerships. Mike Corey is going to be out there with one of the gals from FEMA, apparently. And so I'm just really interested to see what comes out of these kinds of forums. Perhaps they would stream them live, and we could listen in as they take place. So just thought I'd mention it, and sounds like some really interesting public service communication stuff will be going on at Hamvention this year. So with that, we'll send it back to you, 73ABB3WG.
Oh, thank you, Chris, for pointing that out. I hope that they will live stream it, or at least tape it and park it up on the ARRL website. That's exactly the kind of things we need to be hearing. And not everybody can make it to Dayton, well, or Hamvention these days, wherever that is. So, to EJQQ, Scott, good evening. This is WI3 on Net Control, and tonight.
All right, good evening, Jim, and everybody else on the net tonight. Not much going on here, just another Friday night. So, back to net, KP3JQQ.
All righty, well, thank you very much for that. Let's move on to Milford, N3WYG, over in Bowie. Good evening, Milford, and what do you have for us tonight? N3WYG, Milford, are you there?
Check in.
The node you are calling does not accept connections from your node. Please contact your node operator for more information.
WA3TOY, check in.
EchoLink node in Ocean City, Maryland.
Okay, we've got you, W3TOI. I'll get to you just in a bit. Just checking to see if Milford is he's on the list, but not on the air. So, hope he's off the air. Okay, let's get back to try him again. Let's go to KA2JAI repeater. Anyone on, please call now.
AB3XJ. XJ.
November 3, Sierra Echo Oscar. KB3KWQ.
Okay, I've got AB3XJ, N3SEO, and KB3KWT. And there was another call in there, but I didn't get that one. Is there someone else I missed? Over. Well, I got no audio on that. No audio. I want to try again, please.
KA2JA.
Oh, I got KA2JA. I might. Okay. Is there anyone else there before we go through the list? Please call now. Okay. Nothing heard. So 3XJ. AB3XJ. Good evening, and could you give me the name and what do you have for us tonight? Go ahead.
Good evening. This is Rick. I'm in Edgewater, and I am just trying to use the internet echo link through the JAI repeater to make sure I'm able to use it. Back to the net, AB3XJ.
Well, your audio is great. It's working just fine. Thank you for checking in. Excuse me. Let's go to Frank, N3SEO. EC for life for Anne Arundel County. Go ahead, Frank.
Thank you very much, and good evening. We are having our monthly ARIES meeting tomorrow at the EOC, and I'll turn it over to the other guys. Nothing much to report. N3SE.
All right. Thank you very much. Let's go to KB3KWT. Paul, good evening, and what do you have for us tonight?
N3SEO. KA2JAI is KB3.
Okay, that kind of broke up a little bit, but you want to try again?
Front 3SEO, JAI caller.
audio problem there. It said something about SEO and JAI. I was going to get the mic in a minute. He's next. So, any you want to try again?
It must be a bad mic cable I have. I got to get a new one. Three cable.
Roger that. Okay. Thank you very much, Paul. Let me go to Mike, KA2JAI. Good evening, Mike, and what do you have for us tonight?
Good evening, Jim. Looking forward to the meeting tomorrow, or Saturday rather, tomorrow, that Frank mentioned. We're going to work on some WinLink equipment and practice there. Some of us attended a tornado awareness class here on Thursday through the county, which was quite interesting. And I'm hoping to get out to Fred Fest here in about another week or so. I guess that's about all that's happening here right now. I'll turn it back to you, Jim. This is KA2JA.
Oh, okay, very good, very good. Boy, that's oh, I see Milford couldn't get on. Okay. He's going to try on the Android, so we'll give him a call. That's really good that they had a class for you all to go to on that. That is excellent. Good. All right, let's go to AB3WR. Rich, good evening, and what do you have for us tonight?
Yeah, AB3WR here. Don't have a whole lot. Just want to sit in and listen to the conference tonight and get some information. With that, I'll return it back to Net.
Okay, very good. Very good. Thank you for checking in. Let's go, let's see, I had KC3ABF was muted, and let's try this again here. KC3ABF, if you'd like to comment, please call now. Okay, nothing heard. Let's go to N3TJO, N3TJO. Tommy, good evening, and what do you have for us tonight, sir?
Yeah, good evening. I was glad to see that Skywarn training is being given at the University of Maryland in the upcoming week, so I'm registered for a couple of classes there, and just want to thank you for running the...
Okay, Tommy, you dropped out at the end there. You said we got up to glad about the Skywarn at University of Maryland, and then had some audio breakup. You want to give the last part over?
Yeah, just thanking you for running the net and signing off back to net control. Thanks.
Okay, very good. Thank you very much for that. I'm very happy to do it. It's a lot of fun. But I had W3TOI, I believe, W3TOI. You want to give a call now? Where am I? Go ahead.
This is Whiskey Alpha 3 Tango Oscar Yankee. My name's Kurt, and I'm the Skywarn coordinator for Anne Arundel County. And I was going to say that Sterling is starting to post some classes on the website, and I was going to mention that the closest one right now to our area is the University of Maryland one. There's also one going to be taking place in Southern Maryland and one over in Virginia. So if anybody's interested in taking Skywarn Basic, that's a place to go. Check out the Sterling website and sign up and take the class. WA3TOY Mobile. Back to you, Jim.
Oh, okay, Kurt. Thank you very much. Sorry I got the call sign screwed up. But, very good on the Skywarn info. So let's see. Is there anyone? I think we got everybody in here. But let's go down and see if there's any other comments. Anybody like to make a comment about anything? Please. Call, give me your call sign. This is WI3N, net control.
3RO.
Okay, and 3RO. Rick, go ahead.
Yeah, I don't know if Tom might
might not be looking at the text box. I sent you a little text message, Tom, a few minutes ago. I sent an email to your ARRL address a few minutes ago, giving you the requested information I think you were asking for. Feel free to email me back at my n3ro@frederick.com. Easy email address, n3ro@frederick.com. And thanks for your help, Tom. Really appreciate it. Back to Net. This is N3RO.
Okay, thank you very much. Is there anyone else who'd like to make a comment, ask a question? Please call now.
W3SF.
W3SL, go ahead.
Yeah, Jim, that noise was coming from somebody trying to get into our repeater, but they were out of range of the repeater. And we get that somewhat because the repeater can be heard, but they can't always get back depending on the equipment they're using. But those two noise bursts we've had there this evening did come through our repeater, and it was somebody out of the range of the repeater. W3ICF back to net control.
Oh, okay. Very good. Thank you for that. Well, you could be an OO. Thank you very much. Is there anyone else who has any comments or questions? Please call now.
YVQ.
W3YVQ. Al, go ahead.
You know, a little bit of a puzzle we discovered around the country with a number of our traffic handlers trying to use Echolink on their phones, cell phones and iPads and such. And that problem being the fact that if they do not have a direct internet pathway through their phone service, like some offer, and others do not, Echolink will go out and look for a proxy server or tell you to go get one. And the problem we've run into is that quite often when they select a proxy server and try to make a connection through Echolink to another station on the system, the antivirus programs pick up the proxy server as a not allowed connection. And by reducing the filtering in their virus program or switching to another virus supplier, antivirus program supplier, the problem's been fixed. And it doesn't happen everywhere in the country, but if any of you run into that, where you can't seem to connect through Echolink to other stations, either in a conference or to an individual station using conferencing, you may find it's an antivirus blockage of the proxy server choice. We have no idea why yet or any other way to defeat it except to treat the antivirus program on the recipient's end, the station who cannot be connected to. Just a tip. If you're scratching your head and running into that stinker of a problem. W3YVQ.
Oh, thank you very much, Al. That's very interesting information to have. I've used proxy servers in places from, you know, in hotels and where I couldn't use theirs. I've gone to proxies and stuff. So, anyway, that's very interesting. It is neat that they have proxy servers. A lot of people don't realize that, but if you're in a place where you want to do it, you can go into the, I forget which one it is, file or maybe station, and come up with a proxy server. So that's very good. I wanted to mention, and I'm looking real quickly here, where is it? We have the hospital net. And I'm having trouble finding it. So hopefully we'll get a to let people know when the net will be. So be nice for people to join in. It's always good to practice there. So okay. It's going to be on 321. 321. It will be the hospital net. So hopefully folks might want to check into that. I've got to check, see what the time is. I don't remember. Anyway, something to look forward to. Is there anyone else that would like to make any comments? Please call now.
This is WB3GXW.
Hi, John. I've got you right at the top of the list on the repeater. And, okay. Glad you're in. Go ahead, please.
Okay, good evening, everybody. WB3GXW. Just a reminder that tomorrow, the Laurel Club will be conducting tests at 9 a.m., 384 Main Street in Laurel, Maryland. And I just found out that this week in amateur radio is back. The bulletin is really good. So that bulletin will now be included along with Amateur Radio Newsline, ARRL Audio News, the Radio Amateur Information Network Bulletin, and the monthly ARRL Ares E-letter, that Al Brown is very much involved with. So just remember that Saturday night at 8, Sunday night starting at 7, on the Wash DC conference server. And other than that, everything is good. Power continues. We had quite a bit of issues develop as a result of the winds. I recorded a 76-mile-an-hour wind gust, so we're dealing with that. That's all. WB3GXW out.
Well, thank you very much for that, John. Yes, and there will probably, as usual, be a mentoring session after the test session. So that's something that the LARC group is doing, which has been very helpful for a lot of folks that have had questions, wanted to get their computers program, or their radios programmed, etc. So thank you very much for that info. This is WI3N Net Control. Was there any other folks that would like to make a comment? Please call now.
Jim, W3ICF, with a past status on our repeater up there, doing all that wind and power failures and everything, we not only lost a commercial AC, we lost a commercial generator backup, and we have taken steps since then to take the AC-operated computers and the AC-operated repeaters and feed them through UPS so that they will go direct to our banks of 12-volt batteries. So we had to do a backup for the backup. Unfortunate, but we did lose the generator backup during the commercial failure. We had a lot of problems for almost a week there. Should be better if we get into this again. W3ICF.
Yeah, well, thank you. Never know, might even have some solar panels up there one of these days as a backup to the, of course, they'll probably blow away, but, well, thank you very much for that, Phil. Good to know. Anyone else have any comments? Please call now.
Hello. This is November 3, Whiskey Yankee Golf. You have a copy?
Ah, Milford, yes, we do copy. You made it. Great. What you got for us tonight? Go ahead.
I have got a very awkward computer. That's what I've got for us tonight. This is November 3, Whiskey Yankee Gulf, Milford and Bowie. I went to the test server, and my machine worked fine. I was listening to most of the, all of the net, receiving fine, sent Brother Al, I believe it was, Brother Al gave him a message about the name of the document he was talking about. And then I went to talk to you guys, and I couldn't get on the air. Finally, I hit my space bar again, and up it came. That's all I can say. I don't know what the deal is. I got a gremlin in it somewhere. So with that, I'll pass it back. It's been good to listen to you. Good to be able to talk to you as well. This is November 3, Whiskey Yankee Golf, Milford. Dan Bowie, and I'm as happy as a lark right now.
Well, thank you very much. Spacebar, who'd have thought? That's the magic key, I guess, on this thing. I'll have to remember that. Great to have you on board, and I'm glad you got it back accidentally working again. Cool. Well, thank you. Anyone else have any comments? Please call now. All hearing none, I would like to thank everyone for joining us. Look forward to having you back on the third Friday in, is it March, April. So, and maybe our esteemed section manager will be back in the area, hopefully. But everybody, I hope you have a great week, what's left of it. and stay safe. This is WI3N, and I'll be clear.
November 3, Whiskey Yankee Golf, testing.
And WB3GXW, if you're not able to read text, thanks again for the use of resources for our daily net liaisons. W3YVQ, much appreciated. 7-3.